2 1 2. This is Soul People Radio. My name is DJ Sid Hernandez, and this is episode 20, if I'm not mistaken. I think, all right, Chris? Yeah, okay, good. Today is May 3rd. Yeah,
yeah.
And do you know what today is? This is my surprise.
2 days before Cinco de Mayo.
No, it is James Brown's birthday.
Oh, wow.
See, you guys, gosh, you guys.
Is it James? Wow.
Today's birthday, yeah.
Wow. It's my sister's birthday also.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What's her name?
Crystal.
Okay. Well, if you don't recognize those voices, let me introduce you to, first of all, my co-hostess for this episode, number 20, James Brown birthday edition, Adrian Arambula. How are you?
Hey, Sid. I'm good.
Cool. I'm glad you're here. Adrian works with Soul People doing marketing and all kinds of other things that, you know,
hustling business
basically. Yeah, so she's been working with us for a couple years now, almost a year and a half or something.
Yeah.
Like I think 2005 fall you started doing stuff with us, and invaluable piece of the Soul People movement, and I'm glad you're here. And
happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Cool. I knew you would do a good job. So like always, just when we start interviewing our guests, you can just jump in, and I'll introduce our guest now, and that is Kissy Asplund.
Hello. Hey, allihopa.
Kissy is from Stockholm, Sweden, and she's here in LA, and she's been in the United States for a little bit, and she was in New York and maybe Philadelphia, yeah? No?
Philadelphia, Miami, Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been around a little bit.
Okay. So she's here in LA, and we're on the West Coast. We're here in Venice Beach, like always, recording our podcast. And it's a very lovely day. It's not snowing or
Mad
anything.
Mad lovely day outside. People skateboarding, surfing.
I know.
Beautiful California.
It's very typical, you know, LA beach kind of day. So That's cool. So we're going to get into a lot of, background for Kissy. We've talked a lot, but I didn't want to talk too much with her, so I wanted to leave it all for the interview. But I got a lot of questions because I know hardly anything about you, so
I'm very intriguing.
I know you are.
Well, she's cute for sure.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
So let me
she's
see.
Got purple tights. I don't think I could rock purple tights. She's rocking them pretty well, so.
Well, we have to represent the colors.
It's gonna be a ladies' night. We had ladies' tracks. Let's talk about those real quick. The first two tracks we played were the first one was a girl named Camille, and she's out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice.
Yeah, and something I just came across. She came through our party that we had last Thursday with Kissy was performing.
Yeah, she was good.
And Elam was performing, and it was a good night. A lot of people came through. I mean, you know, I don't say a whole bunch of people, but the right people came through, I could say. So that was cool. So that first track was Camille, and the second track is Elam from Paris, France. And that beat was produced by Shafiq of Sa Ra.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's very, very nice. Mm. Okay, so we're going to play one more track, and then we'll get back into the real interview. And, we'll have some wine and some beer and get loose and get the jitters out, and, you know, we'll be right back after this. this track. Peace. Soul People Radio. Peace.
Oh yeah.
tribute.
You know what, Sid? I just got to say one thing.
Yeah.
If I had a dime for every single time James Brown and the JVs were sampled, I think I'd have the color of the rainbow and hot pants.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Out of control.
So good.
Undeniable, man. So... that, I don't know, like, you know, I can't even, I don't even have to go into
I
it.
I wish
you
I
know.
Had a sample of his sweat.
No, that track is an exclusive track. It was debuted at the Winter Music Conference. It's it's like a tribute by Eric Rico, and he flipped it a little bit there and just kind of made a kind of a, I don't know, a mega mix almost, you know. It's not released. And did you go to the party, the Winter Music, the James Brown party?
No, I didn't actually.
So he kind of debuted it there and people kind of flipped out. And
Of course, I'm flipping out here on the couch. Yeah, my God. Yeah. Can you imagine in Miami? I would be lying down on the floor somewhere.
So
God.
That track ain't out. But I got some news about the track. It's going to be given away as a free download.
Wow.
Eric Rico has a company. Well, he's partners with people that have a company. It's called Life Note Music. I think it's either Life Notes or Life Note Music. So I guess Google both of those and see what you come up with. But it's LifeNotesMusic.com. And you go to the website, and I'm not exactly sure, but somewhere on the page you'll find, you know, free download, James Brown track, whatever, whatever. And you just got to subscribe to them, which is probably just, you know, giving them your email address. And they'll send you a free download. So,
but if it's that good, I mean, I subscribe 3 times to it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, yeah. That's easy.
So that's my little plug for Life Notes Music and that track, and I would take advantage of that because that's a dope track, and you can
absolutely
play that at any party or any
where's
club.
The James Brown party tonight, you know.
I think there's been some. There was one in LA last week, and that was put on by Art Don't Sleep, and J-Rock was part of that, and
good.
That was cool. But there's a little bit of controversy about multiple James Brown parties all over, and it's kind of like a J. Dilla kind of situation. And some people are working exclusively with the James Brown family to make sure that people kind of don't like get carried away with it and kind of keep it contained. I have no... you know,
keep James Brown contained.
Well, you know, I mean, they just want to do. They want to make sure it's done with respect, and you know, it's not retarded.
He was so respectful in his music.
Right. Well, anyways, I can't talk into it because I know people
this
who are involved in all of it, so I can't really get political with it. So,
but we've got nothing but love for James Brown on James
Brown's course.
Day.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there's been a few parties, but you know, as the years go on, I'm sure it'll get more organized and whatnot. So. Yeah, James Brown's the man. Okay, so we got lots to talk about, lots of questions asked. Adrian, did you want to talk about anything or plug anything that you're working on, or are you not prepared?
Some of you might know, I work with Soul People as well as a fun little label in London called Lex Records. We've got a very kick-ass record coming out in summertime with Gennaro Jarrell, an artist we play here at Soul People. Mm-hmm. And he's working with a cool little dude named Cujo Goody of Goody Mob. And it's called Willie Is. And it's already shaping up to be a killer
cool
hip-hop record. Not coming out till summertime. And I can't give you a lot of information on it other than I've rumored that CeeLo's going to be on it. Big Boy Mike being guesting on it.
That's nice.
And it's going to be a very roots-related, good, solid hip-hop record. I'm very excited about it.
Cool.
So other than that, not much to plug.
Okay.
Other than a lot of upcoming stuff with Soul People, which I'm very excited about.
So when you get that Gennaro Jarrell project thing, you make sure I get
it so
we can play it.
I'll get you guys the advance.
Okay, cool. All right, so enough of the business.
No, you got it. You got it on record, also. So if she doesn't, you got to keep it to the word, right?
Right.
No, my family gets it first, always.
I know. Now we get some good exclusive stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I bet you guys
do. I hooked you up.
You know.
No, yeah. So.
I bet you.
Okay, so let's get on with finding out about Kissy.
Wow.
Okay, so let's start.
Feels like every time interrogation. Okay, let's start. Where's the light?
Ready? Go. So you're from Stockholm, Sweden, right?
Yes, that's it.
Born and raised.
Born actually in the north. I'm my father's from the north, like okay. The cold north. I'm born there also. So, but I'm raised in Stockholm,
okay.
And I live in the south, which is called Malmö.
Of Stockholm.
Huh?
Yes, the south of Stockholm.
No, actually, I live in both Stockholm and Malmö. So, oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm taking a drink. Okay. So, okay, so let me dig in. It seems like you've not been doing this, maybe I'm wrong, a long time. Can you kind of like break down how you got to this point? I mean, regarding music.
Or why don't we go way back? And what did you listen to when you were growing up? And how did you come to what you're doing now?
Wow. My father is a Beatles, Rolling Stone, Electric Light Orchestra guy.
Mm-hmm.
My mother listened to Donna Summers, the disco, a little soul, not too much soul though.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up listening to the radio, like Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, everything that was Lisa Stansfield, anything that went on the radio, right? So the mix of that, and also I started to play the piano when I was small, like classical piano. Mm. So I'm really a big mishmash of stuff. And then I've like been in choirs and stuff since I was small. I majored in music in high school, and then I stopped with music for some years. Because
you can major in music in high school?
Yeah, because, you major in, like, in Sweden, you major in different, like subjects to keep you,
wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. It's dope. And then, since I've been doing music for a while, then I decided I wanted to be, work with clothes, I wanted to do fine arts, stuff like that, paintings. And then my friend DJ Crime, a hip hop DJ, mm-hmm. told me, "Why don't you go up on MySpace? Why the hell aren't you on MySpace?" And I was like, "MySpace? What?" So anyhow, he and another guy, Jim Dunloop, they forced me on MySpace, literally. So I put up a little track that I had done, because I helped some people out with hooks and stuff, since I could sing. And I put up a picture and a little picture and a little hook. And from that was 2.5 years ago, mm-hmm. and today I'm here.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's how it's been about.
So, okay, that's interesting. Very interesting. I'm kind of curious a little bit about the radio in, well, I guess Stockholm or wherever you were listening to. What's it like?
Well, like the radio, like now or then?
When you were listening to
But back, like for example, I heard hip-hop. For me, I heard hip-hop the first thing, like the Fugees, the Score album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard hip-hop before, but that was the first time I really listened to hip-hop. The first hip-hop channel came around that album also.
Oh, yeah.
So before that, it was very, very like Euro, Euro radio thing.
And then it got more interesting as time went on? Or?
Yeah, but it's still very commercial and stuff. Right. Very commercial.
But is there like... maybe pirate stations or college stations or anything? No,
but the national radio, they are actually the best. Like, they have this this radio that is sponsored by the government, right?
So it's like public radio.
Yeah, public radio, okay. Right? And that one, they have one channel called P3 on that one. And they play all the dope music.
Okay, and how
would you mind if I asked how old you are?
I'm 25, turning 26.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's to get an idea of where, you know, where she grew up and the music.
Exactly.
You know? Some people are old like me, so.
And me.
They don't look old, people.
No, trust me, I'm way old. But that's good that you said that. Okay, so what about the scene, like the, you know, club scene or maybe live stuff? Is it very happening? Not to go into myself a little bit, but too much, but I grew up in this music scene from like 60s soul music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just through time and traveling, I met a lot of cats from Stockholm that were into northern soul music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Like, it's like the mod scene, you know what I mean? You know, talking about those kids on the scooters and, you know, like listening to 60s music, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I knew, I met a lot of people from Sweden for some reason that really had appreciation for soul music. What's the club scene like, you know? I'm not sure about now, but like when you were like really hitting it hard, if you did, like, Was there like punk clubs and hip hop, or what was it like?
I mean, I was a punk rocker.
Okay.
I've been a punk rocker for like some years, like when I was younger.
Right.
The pop scene is very strong. Uh-huh. The rock culture is even stronger.
Uh-huh.
The Hives, the Cardigans, all of these major bands come from Sweden, right? Mm. And are big across the world.
That's right. Right.
So the rock scene is really good. Soul scene is quite good also, but it's still very much bedroom produced. I mean, I hardly like meet anyone in Sweden when I work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I get all excited when I'm not traveling, because like, oh, people are making music together. That's crazy, right? So, but I think it's actually like the folk, we call it the folklore, like the old music,
mm-hmm.
is somehow connected with the soul. We are very connected with the old tradition,
mm-hmm.
and that somehow is connected to the soul. That's where our soul music comes in, like the understanding for soul music.
Okay,
I think that's why.
The music of the national music that people listen to, is that what you're saying?
No, but like, there's a very strong like jazz, like old time. Like, even though we don't listen to it, it's still very, we are very connected, like nature connected and stuff to it. And I think that's, well, our soul. Everything is soul, right? As long as it's connected to the soul.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there like a American influence of music there? Like, you know, like Motown or something like that?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, America influenced Europe really much. Like,
yeah.
Really much. And music-wise also, really much.
I mean, I know for sure in UK, but I wasn't really positive about the rest of Europe.
Yes.
I haven't really talked to a lot of people. I mean, a few, but not a lot. So, cool. That's interesting to know. This is just a random question. You know of an artist from, he might be from Sweden, I don't know. Steven Simmons, you ever heard of him?
Yes.
He's dope, right?
Yeah, he's so dope.
Yeah.
His voice is beautiful.
See, because I would come across, like, I'm this crazy guy that I just search out soul music from all over the world, wherever it's at. I find it in the darkest places, you know?
Yeah.
And that guy is so dope. And, but, I mean, not a lot of people know about it. Is there more artists like him?
Definitely. I mean, yes, of course. I mean, there's Up High. They're from Sweden. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the tradition of there's only 10 million people in Sweden.
Okay.
Oh, let's break it down. It's like the population of New York is Sweden, literally,
right.
in a New Jersey area,
right.
Or bigger maybe. I may maybe be beaten up for this now, but so it's only 10 million people, right? But on those 10 million people, there's a lot of people that's making music, like Steven Simmons, and there's a lot of. There is a lot of like jazz musicians that have moved from New York to Sweden, like unmarried beautiful Swedish women, of course. But but this has influenced the scene there.
See,
also.
This is what I'm getting at, because I'm like trying to figure it out. Like, why is black music in Sweden? Sweden could possibly be one of the most non-black places in the world.
Exactly, definitely.
And so, how's the music there? You know, I mean,
yeah.
I can guess, but I'm just trying to pull it out of you, I guess.
Yeah. I think that the thing is that it's very, like me, for example, I listen to, since my parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a mixed kid, obviously, because mm-hmm. my mom is from the Caribbean, right?
Okay.
So there's a big, I listen to rock, pop, punk, and soul. So I think a lot of Swedish people are that way. We listen to a lot of different genres.
Okay.
We're not so genre,
right.
like, oh, I only listen to soul, but
yeah.
And then it's so.
Cool. All right. So, okay. Let's see.
Do you ski?
No, I snowboard. I love that.
Sorry, the Swedish Alps.
Come on, it's so
I've
much fun.
I've always wanted to.
You should come.
I suck at snowboarding. I'm okay at skateboarding. I suck at snowboarding, but I do like to ski.
Oh, skiing! I'm bad at that. I can't do it downhill.
Is it a snowboarding culture? Is that?
No, but I mean, the snow is there. It's more like that. It's like,
I just imagine everybody in Sweden just snowboarding.
No, it's not that way. No.
Okay. And wearing cool watches.
No, I'm sorry.
Cool Swedish watches.
I wish it was that way.
Okay, maybe. I'm super not.
No, don't worry.
Like,
don't worry.
Sid.
A lot of people think that polar bears walk around. So don't worry. The other day, I usually ask people, like, what's your perception of Sweden? Someone said cheese and chocolate, and some people say polar bears. So it's still a little different things. It's like, yeah.
I think it's going to be like an ice, like you step onto the land and it's this ice. I want to go there, but I just am worried that it's going to be way too cold.
No, it's like Canada. It's like Canada.
I had the same idea.
Same
but I had never been there, and then I went to Vancouver.
We're in Venice, California.
Okay? I know,
we're
and it's so cool.
Skirts and tank tops.
I'm so stupid. Man. I had never been to Canada, and I went to Vancouver for the first time. And I completely thought it was going to be like the North Pole. Yeah. And then everybody's going to be speaking French. Like on the West Coast? Like, no. Like, I was worried. I was like, man, I don't know any French, man. They're like, no, that's Montreal.
So wait, my perception of LA is like Baywatch. So that says pretty much, you know, it's extreme of the other way.
But no, that's almost not. That's almost real, though.
No, it is not.
It's true, though. So, okay. So let's play some of your music.
Ooh,
I'm not sure what tracks. We got, well, I guess you can tell us the
names
of them.
I gave you some goodies, though.
Okay, so we'll play two songs, and we'll decipher what they are after they're done, and we'll talk about them.
Yep.
Sound good?
It sounds good. All
right, we'll be back. Soul People Radio.
now. Must I stop now? Must I stop now?
Yep.
We're drinking, we're dancing.
Adrienne likes to dance. I've seen her.
Yeah, she danced on the TV, and I danced on the stereo. Sid, when did you dance?
Just in this little break.
I know. I'm outnumbered here. Okay, so let's break down those tracks. What are the titles of those two tracks?
Okay, the first one is Entrapped. It's from my album that is out now, actually, my first album, Plethorum.
Okay.
and it's out on RT Records. And the second one is out, it's a free download, actually. Produced by Daru, super dope producer.
Where's he from?
He's from Michigan originally, right? And it's called the Soul and Hip Hop, no, the Soul Hop Sampler. That's what it's called. And it's, if you go to myspace.com/Rusic, R-U-S-I-C, you can take down all these tracks. It's me, Reggie B, a lot of, it's 20 tracks.
Is that the one that's hosted by Mark Mack?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And he did a remix on it too. So it's a super dope one. Yeah.
Cool. Right on. And that was sampled from Gangstar, right?
And Chia Lee. Don't hate on Chia Lee.
No.
I don't. Yeah, Funky Lemonade.
The girls look so good.
Come on. We're going to get into a battle right now. No, I was telling Adrian earlier that Daily Operations, Gangstar, is like my favorite hip-hop album.
And I was telling you that The Chronic is my favorite hip-hop album.
So, but we're
and
not going to get into
it. Hating.
It was
I'm
hot.
Not hating.
It was hot.
I'm just, you know. Anyway.
You're just
I'm more partial to East Coast for some reason. I don't know.
But I agree with you, Gangsta. That album
it's
is
out of control,
super dope.
Right?
You know, yeah.
And Guru also. Guru, I love Guru. The way he flows in the old school thing. Yep.
Confidence, smooth.
And DJ Premier, right?
Primo.
Okay, so enough of those guys. those two tracks, and they're both just the one. Oh yeah, you're just telling me the first song is off of the album.
Plethora
on R2, and it's available. So go look for it and find it. I'm sure Amoeba Record has it here in LA, and if you're in a major city, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. If not,
and apparently there's a free download on MySpace.
Oh yeah, and then there's that one. Which is okay. Is there a website that is available for download, like besides like Amazon and all those things? R2 have a website you can download?
No, but iTunes is on iTunes.
Okay.
I guess just Google my name, Kissy, K-I-S-S-E-Y, and it pops up. I think it's on Juno, Piccadilly, it's everywhere. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And you don't have a main website, you just have a MySpace?
Just a MySpace. I have a MySpace, yes.
Okay. Which has done a lot of work for you.
That's all you need nowadays.
Yeah, I know. I know. And that is MySpace/...
KISSEYASPLUND. Kissy Asplund.
Okay. Yeah. And then if you're having trouble with that, you can just Google that whole thing, Kissy Asplund at MySpace, and I'm sure it'll find it for you. Okay. Just want to make sure people are going to your, to your page. Who are the producers for the two tracks?
For the first one is Papa Jazz. They did the whole album.
Okay.
And the second one is Daru.
Right, you told me that.
Yeah. American guy, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, so let's get into some more little history about... let's talk about the album. Like, is there anything like significant about the album that you want to talk about, that, you know, how it came about or special producers on it or anything?
People, this is the real deal. Kissy came into this, 2 years ago?
Yeah, about that, 2.5 years ago.
She's obviously talented. She hooked up with the right people, and she's in America on a mission. You know, this can go down. This is the dream right here.
I want to give a preview of the album. Like, what can people look forward to on the album?
The album, actually, the album, Papa Jazz, one of the first producers I started to work with, right?
Okay.
With all my producers, I do a project because it's interesting to do more than one track, because
right.
you get a following, right?
Right.
So they did this album, and during this album, I found my love for electronic hip hop and like the future sound hip hop.
Right.
So this album's literally, I'm telling you that I've been in jazz and soul really much, but I'm heading somewhere else.
Right.
And it's you could hear it through the album, like this different kind of styles. That's why it's soft sometimes and it's hypnotic sometimes. But
my favorite song is the Atomic Light and
I know, yeah, that one. That one's dope. That's Rusty who produced that one. He's
That's out of control.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
We played it like I think it started off our last podcast with Garth Trinidad and Chita Lima. We started the whole show with that. Well, he brought it actually. To tell you the truth.
He's been such a supporter. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. It's crazy.
That's cool. Yeah. You know who has Giles Peterson been on your music yet?
Yes, he actually gave me the Worldwide Awards, the last one now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he gave me, I was up there by the 21.
So, oh.
Yes. Yeah,
so. Cool. What was the category again?
I don't know, but he has played 20 and then he played one track from my new album. So it was okay. As soon as he did it, the phone stopped ringing and like,
yeah, I know.
So that was cool.
When you get Giles and you get Garth on your jock, you're good.
I can't say
and
anything.
Now you got Sid.
No.
Sid, I mean, Sid was the one I was going for, you know.
Exactly, right?
I know.
You got the Mexican card.
Yeah, man, that's street cred, man.
You know, wow. Yeah, that's dope. I'm thankful.
Good
yeah.
for you.
So, and then we're going to have to put you up for, like I was telling you, we're going to do a Soul People Radio Awards. So we'll have to nominate you for something.
I gotta do a dope track for that one.
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe we should just put an excerpt of her dancing on the speaker.
one. We'll figure something out. So this is kind of like a little promo tour for you, and you know it's kind of not really like super planned. You're just traveling and doing gigs here and there and spreading the word. I'm sure you're gonna come back, right?
Definitely.
Do like a real, like proper tour, yeah.
Definitely. I mean, the reason for me coming here was really much because you Americans are a little tricky. Well, it's good also. You're a little. If you see it on the internet, you don't jump. Europeans like, come here. But Americans like, what's going on? We like to see you live.
We want to see
who you are.
Right.
Are you for real? Like, are you a man? Do you look like that? So I came over, and as soon as I come over, I've been embraced by America. I'm so thankful. Good. Like, people have been helping me out with like places to stay. Soul people hooked me up with a gig. You know, it's been amazing. Amazing trip.
Yeah. So is that community that I was telling you about? It's a network worldwide. Is that new to you, or did you kind of know about it? Or
I kind of knew about it, but I didn't know that it was so efficient outside of the internet. It's not only internet;
right.
It's like beyond the internet.
And oh
that's,
yeah,
yeah. That's pretty.
That
cool.
That should be our new slogan: Beyond Internet.
Yeah, it's dope, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, it's
it makes it more real. Yeah.
Ear to the street.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's cool. I'm glad to hear that. You know. We have an artist that we manage, Chita Lima, and it feels so good when people around the world, show that hospitality to her. And so when I was first contacting you and talking to her, I don't know if we just exchanged emails or whatever, I was like, I know exactly how it feels and how it is to come to another country and just, sometimes the smallest little gesture, makes you feel really well. So
because it's just like, because all I want to do is just show the music, right? That sounds so hippie, but that's what I really want to do.
Well, you gotta start.
You're in Venice Beach, California. It's okay.
but honestly, it's like that someone wants to drive me here, or someone wants to help me out with the place to stay. I mean, it really just helps me focus on what I want to do.
That's
and,
cool.
And that is dope.
That's so, great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good.
Cool. Let me see. We were talking about the live thing earlier. What's the configuration of your live show when you're at home in Stockholm, I guess? How's that set up? I mean, is it like a rhythm section, or how do you perform live? Because that sounds even way more interesting, trying to pull out that electronic sound out of a live band.
Yeah.
How's that coming along?
It's coming along good, but it's proven to be a lot of, my drummer, he uses a lot of, pads and stuff.
Right.
And I have an Ableton guy and, a keys guy, but still, it's still jazzy. I mean, you can't come away from that jazz jammy thing. But
not with your voice, absolutely.
Yeah.
Jazz.
So I think more and more, we will pick in more and more samplers, as bigger as the band. I want a samba band in the end, right?
Yeah.
That's my goal, to have a 40 people samba band.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not so electronical, but
that's how we do.
So more people, and then the sound. Hopefully, we will get to that, the Atomic Light Sound live also. That's the goal. That's where I want to go with it.
That's where your ELO influence comes in, right?
Exactly. But you know, when you listen to some of the instrumentals there, actually, it's like, wow, like more space. Wow.
Theatrical.
Yeah, it's dope.
Good for you. Good.
Cool. So that's great. Hopefully we can make that happen.
I ask a question, Sid?
Yeah.
Okay. My curiosity is, where do you hope to see yourself? Perhaps not your band, perhaps not your label and your producers, but yourself in about 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. What I can say is, like, I hope that I have the world as that I would be traveling and working with music daytime all the time.
Good.
Yeah. But then how that's going to go, I don't know.
The music industry is in such a change and such a flux right now that is a high probability. So don't worry about it. Everybody is wondering.
Yeah, right.
And it's okay. It's okay. History tends to repeat itself. And if that is the case, we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
True. I don't know. I think if you just really just concentrate and stick to, you know, how you want to make music and it should take
care
of it.
And stay appreciative. Yeah. Always thank everybody. Remember the people who brought you up.
Right.
And I'm not trying to plug you. That's just my experience.
No, man. I'll tell you this. I mean, Kissy's music and her voice and her personality is really a big breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, commercially, I don't hear a lot of stuff that excites me, but her music, and I was talking to her earlier about some artists in UK and stuff that I really like, and she likes the same.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
So, yeah, man, that's mainly the...
You got the ear. That's good.
That's mainly the reason why, you know, certain artists we endorse and try to promote as much as possible. It's just like a passion, like a mad passion for great music, and she's got that. And so I was, you know, I'm asking a few questions of trying to figure her out, really. You know, like,
is that tricky?
You know about this? I'm like, yeah.
She's a young old soul. Right.
Yeah. Are you sure you've been? You know, I'm just kind of like, you're right. I guess I'm American. You know?
Okay. It's all right.
Like, trying to check you out. Like, who is this girl?
I know. Who is this girl?
How'd you figure all this out? Because it's dope. I mean, really, it's dope. It's probably just, you know, your natural talent to, you know, to hear the music that is dope and then make a song out of it and compliment it with your great voice. Because it takes a lot. I think, I mean, there's a lot of people trying to do what you're doing.
Wow.
And, you know,
not hitting it.
Right. And not as successful. And like you said yourself, you've had a lot of quick success. You know.
Yeah, definitely. But I must say, I'm mostly, and thank you all the beat makers. Honestly, that's what, I mean, like Atomic Light, for example. That's Rusty's work. That's Rusty who took me into that space. Without him, I couldn't go there. So I'm grateful to all the guys, the European guys, the Scottish family, the Irish family, the LA family that's been helping me out tons with beats and just like hitting me up with stuff. Without me, they haven't even, like, you know, they don't want anything in return even. They're like, oh, let's do this. Right. And that's so...
That's definitely America.
Right.
What I would like to do, maybe after our next set, is perhaps you could sing something a cappella.
Definitely.
Minus a producer, and then our listeners can get a good idea of your roots.
Definitely.
Okay, good.
Cool. You know, actually, we were going to have Eric Rico here in studio and interview, do like split. We're going to split the interview up, but he had a last minute session that he had to do, and he couldn't really turn it down. And so we'll reschedule Eric, but he was going to bring his guitar, and even maybe, like, you know, we got the keyboard over there. He was going to get on that, and he was going to do some live. So that sucks that we can't do it this time with Kissy, but maybe we'll talk her into doing little.
She sounds like she can hold her own.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But Eric also, he's going strong. He had Miami in his hand.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I didn't go, but I heard a lot of buzz afterwards about what, you know, his performances and stuff.
I don't know. You know, I met him and like, hi Eric, and suddenly a woman pops up and like, oh, I loved your show last night. You know, who is this woman? You know, what? That's crazy. That's a crazy. I mean, I haven't seen that before in Miami, that someone remembers you the day after and comes up to you. So that was great. Yeah, that's a good. That's
so
a
how
good.
Was? I mean, I meant to ask you about that. How was the whole Winter Music Conference thing?
It
for
was.
You?
I loved it because, well, I'm a house lover, right? Okay. So see
me too.
Yeah, you know, like see Charisma live. Oh, that yeah. was the first time I saw him live.
That's
dope. I fell in love with him seeing him live. You know, oh, that was great. And see. I was performing at the same party as Dingy and him, and Dingy live also, Dingy Brown. People, if you haven't seen him, the guy was taking off his shirt. He was stripping. He was entertaining the ladies and playing African Afro beats. You know, it was crazy. And then also I went down to the Pitong and the Axwell party there, and that was all. I mean,
how can you go back to Sweden? Come on.
I don't know.
Miami, Venice.
You know,
come on.
So that was cool. Yeah, I liked that.
You performed or not?
Yeah, I performed. The thing was like this. I didn't like cappella, and then I said to the people, you people in the back, if you can't hear me, let me know. And then the wireless mic, it broke.
Oh.
So like dunk, and everyone's like, well, we can't hear you. Like, no, I know. So I did a hosting with Dingy a little later, okay. Like 5 o'clock in the morning or something like that. So
next year you'll take it. Yeah. Next year I'm gonna be there, so I'll be happy to see you.
We'll be partying. Yeah.
I mean, it's always been our goal to do a party over there, so maybe we'll have to have you do our party. But maybe like Barry King or somebody. You know?
Shout out to Barry. I'll be dancing on some speakers, people.
Oh yeah, okay. Let's talk real quick about the New York thing, like your parties you did. What parties did you do?
I did. I did Dante's Fried Chicken.
Okay.
I did the Barry King Daru thing.
Yeah.
And I did Tillman's also, actually. Yeah. I was blessed to do Tillman's.
With Taylor McFerrin? Yeah.
With Taylor McFerrin, people.
Yeah.
I mean, who is this guy? Honestly, he's like
Bobby McFerrin's son.
But it's so his brains is so musically good. It's
wonderful.
Like, it's
DNA.
I don't know what to say, Taylor. Much love to you and your music. It's beyond greatness. It's,
yeah.
And it's good live. That's the thing. It's so good live.
Yeah, I want to get him out here as soon as possible.
Oh, he's so good. I can't even speak about him. He's really good.
Okay, so let's play two more songs. We're doing really good on time. So let's play two more of your songs. And do you know what two are left?
And there's three songs left. So
oh, three
I
songs.
Don't know which one.
Okay, well, let's make it a surprise. We always kind of don't prepare ourselves enough. So let's play the two songs and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more.
Do it.
All right, Soul People Radio.
Before, now it's just a big mess. Going about with our progress. wants to stop. I had enough. Enough of conversing about obvious things like us. Remember those times when I was your high and you were my all. For you forever I will stand tall. Time to talk it out. Work it out. Work it out. Time to sort it out. Work it out. Work it out. Time to talk it out. Work it out. Work it out, time to sort it out, oh, out. Ooh, ooh. Used to be more than friends. Be like though. Used to be more than friends. Be like though. Used to be more than friends. Be like though. Used to be more than friends. Be like though.
Lead me. the piece of pudge, please.
Chris, I only hear myself in one ear.
No.
Do you, is that on YouTube? You hear them both? Just one? Anyways.
Hello.
Here we are. Well, maybe it's my connection. Anyways, sorry. Bad radio. Nah, okay, whatever. So what are the titles? We just listened to three songs, yeah?
Yeah, three songs.
Okay.
Three kissy songs.
What were the titles of those?
Number one is Work It Out, produced by Papa Jazz on the album.
Okay.
Number two is an exclusive. It's only two DJs who has this track
in
right
the whole
now.
World?
In the whole world.
I wonder who they
and
are.
And it's Stressin' that is produced by The Hue, and it's me, featuring me on it.
Okay.
And it was recorded in New York 1 month ago. And the last one is Your L.A. Boy, Pudge.
Oh, really?
Yes. Nice. Synthesize. Pudge, I see a bright future for Pudge.
But he's from D.C. originally, you know that?
I, well, I don't know. He has the sound. The boy has the sound. It doesn't matter.
Okay, my ear thing just kicked in.
It felt as if you had like you know when you fly the airplane and then it kicks in like
yes.
We're in, yeah.
So Punch did that one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No, I saw him on Thursday.
Yeah.
He gave me a beat tape. I got to listen to it.
Wow,
sorry.
Dude. That was the first time I met him also. So,
alright, okay,
yeah.
Cool. No, he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Right on. So, man, you're just working a ton of producers, man. That's good.
Yeah, it's like, I see it's like, it's very like, you learn a lot from working with different kind of people because you learn how to be flexible. And it's different genres also, how to go on tracks in different ways. Yeah. So that's there.
Like I was saying earlier, that's what I liked about your MySpace page. different sounds, but they're all pretty dope. So that's good. I think that's very healthy, actually.
Cool.
Let me see what I was going to ask you. I had a question on my head. Okay. LA people, producers and stuff. Who are you working with here? Why are you here?
Or
have plans to work with?
Huh.
From LA.
Okay, we have the Pooh Bah Pasadena family, right? I'm working with Black Monk. I want to work with Take, but Take has a lot of things to do, right? But Take he's one of my top days.
Okay.
He's the next one I'm coming after. Take, I'm coming after you, right? And I want to meet Ross G also because he seems to be the father in that family.
Have you been to the store yet?
No, and I haven't been to the Pooh Bah store yet.
Yeah, we should go.
I want to do that. And then when I met Sam, I am now when I'm here.
Okay.
I want to work with him. Did a track with Anthony Valades. And then there's the VGC family with Pudge then and the guys.
Right.
And you have so many beat makers here. It's crazy.
Lots of music people in California.
You're
going
to get in the studio with Eric Rico too, right?
Yes. Eric Rico Monday. So, yeah.
All right, that sounds really good. I think we can introduce you to a few more people, while you're here. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be gone in a few days or like Wednesday or Tuesday or something.
Wednesday.
We'll have to try to fit all of that in. Or at least get some introductions or something.
That would be dope, yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, man, there's something that you might do on Tuesday, but I can't even say it because I mean, like, it's not even confirmed. But if you know about a certain Tuesday in L.A., I can't even give the name. Kissy might, you know, show up there. So
guess the spot, and I might be there.
It's in Hollywood. It's a small place, so that's all I can say because I haven't even talked to him yet about it. But it just came up, like the idea came up. So hopefully we'll get her in there. So
that's cool.
Let me see. So that's cool. Do you have any? Are you going anywhere else after LA, like in the West Coast, or where are you going?
I'm going to Chicago.
Okay. You're going to be doing shows or?
I'm doing one show there. My first Chicago show.
You've been to Chicago before?
No, I haven't. I just been like, I stopped there for 1 hour on a flight and then I left, right? That's all. Let's go to Chicago.
Cool. And what's the party?
The Buddha Lounge. I think the club is called Kitchen Sink.
Okay.
So that's going to be interesting.
Kitchen Sink, I like that.
Yeah, right? I like that name too. It's dope.
So New York.
So Chicago and then where else?
That's it. And then I'll be back in June for a real set in New York, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Fiona and Barry King is putting that one together.
Okay,
great.
Cool.
Where's this at?
I don't know. They asked, like, be back this day because we're doing a show. I was like, okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really happy for you.
What part of June?
It's the middle of June. Okay. Check my MySpace. I will keep it all posted there.
Okay, so that gives us some time to try to figure something out for you out here if you got the time. So
definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Man, I have brain farts sometimes. I can't remember. I have these questions and then they get all clogged up in my head and I forget to. Is there any other thing that you want to plug or? Like, I was going to ask you about the record breaking.
Yes.
Is that something that's new, yeah?
Yeah, it's like, it's out now. I don't know but the sales are going really fast on that one. I don't know if there's any promos or any sevens left, actually.
Oh.
Because...
It's a 7-inch, yeah?
It's record breaking have the 7-inch series.
Uh-huh.
Daz IQ did one.
Okay, yeah.
I'm on one. Joy. Her name is Joy, right? Joy, she's on World also.
Joy Jones.
There you go. Sorry, it's like Joy. So that one's out now. It's Move Me, produced by Soliloquy, and 99 Bottles, produced by Suff Daddy with Bless One.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Junior. He's putting out, and I pronounced that wrong. I know, he hates that. He hates when I say Junior.
Yeah, I was thinking about something. So, how about any other feature releases that you might have? Anything down the line coming, or is it all?
There's coming one in the DJ Julien, a guy from France. Uh-huh. He's got a really dope track, and it's remixed by Jan Kez, one of the I don't know, that's a cat I want to work with, but he's a little tricky. He's there with Honra and them in Paris, so. But that track is coming out. That's the next one that's coming out, actually, I think. I think it's set for like next month or something, or like that. Yeah.
On vinyl, or?
On vinyl. I don't know so much more about it, but I know they're working on it right now, like the cover and everything. So it'll be out really soon. It's going to be really. It's called Faster.
Okay. Wait, so you've got music going on in Chicago, Paris, LA, and New York.
Yeah.
And you're 25 years old. The key, people, is to be cute, wear purple tights, and have a kick-ass voice and a wonderful accent. And you're straight.
I guess.
No, you're very talented.
You know, yeah, we did the party last Thursday, and Kissy did her set, and, you know, we had DJs, and Garth Trendy was spinning and whatnot. But late in the night, she just got on some freestyle. And just rocked it over some. I don't even know what it was, but she rocked it, and she was dancing around, and it was good. Though, that's entertaining to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. You feel. I think you just seem more free. You know what I mean when you're doing it that way.
Yeah, I love to do that.
So actually, we should do that. We were talking about you doing an a cappella, but I think we should just do
a freestyle.
Not what is this? Paul Hardcastle or something? What is this?
This is
Moments in Love by. Oh, shit. This is eighth grade.
Right?
That's all I know. This is when I was trying to
what is it?
Talk to a guy.
Who?
Art of Noise. Art of Noise. That's right.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
Man.
Hey, so Chris,
how many people have gotten down to this track?
Hey. Ah, not me.
Not me either. I was in eighth grade.
Chris.
Chris.
Hey, can we have, like, you got an instrumental she can rock over? Something maybe up-tempo, maybe?
You should get Chris a mic next time also.
Or
maybe
this is like the Howard Stern show. He's like...
Right? Okay, let me describe Chris. Chris, the producer. Very cool dude. Kind of old school. Used to be a cholo. Nice guy. Cool
actually,
guy.
Chris and I
dope pad.
Chris and I went to the same high school. So, we're the same
very
age.
Different people.
Wow.
And... We've like, got Sid Hernandez, who is mod and too cool for school, where Chris Boogie, our producer, was the cholo.
Wow.
He went to the same school with me for like 2 years, yeah? And he would be like on one side of the school, and I was like on the other side.
Really?
I didn't even know him, man.
Chris. Like,
he was over there with all the criminals, and I was like...
I think I would be kicking it with Chris.
So you got a track? Okay, just rock that and see what she can do. Let's see. Put you to the test. This is something? You can do that?
Let's try. This is your signature, isn't it?
What?
No.
Blind, you're the brightest. snowflakes in my snowless winter. You're my light, baby. Do you love, baby? Do you love? You're the bluest of coolest lakes, my hottest midsummer day. Wonderful heavy summer rain. You're the love that makes me want it again. Baby, you are my all. You're my spring, winter and fall. But do you love? You love, cotton candy, baby. You are my everything. Make me see. Love me, do you love? Do you love me?
I was a little shocked that I had to.
But it went really well with that, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope. I'm glad.
You're
glad you did that.
It.
Cool. Right on, man. So I feel blessed that you're here and that you blessed us with that and with your tracks and the fact that we got to get to know you a little more and, you know, we can start building, you know, from here. And, hey, Chris, we're close, right? Need to wrap it up? Okay. So, yeah, let's just wrap this up and we'll play one more song after we're done here. Thank you for coming, like I said.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for all the help, man. No, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know how it is. I already broke it down.
I know, but thank you.
It's our duty. We gotta, like, you know.
Say thanks, man.
Yeah, we gotta help those who are just rocking it. So
we just represent good music.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, it's just an international network of good music and, you know, good people, too.
Good,
you know,
people.
Like, I'm sure you came across a lot of really cool cats in New York. And,
definitely.
So, yeah.
It's a network.
We try to take pride in being, you know, showing that Cali love out here and just giving you a good vibe. And, you know, like I said, if you need anything, just let us know and we'll try to, you know, make it happen. So, okay, well, is there any special shout outs or hellos you want to give to anybody anywhere in the world? Like, this is going to be heard on the internet, like, worldwide. So.
What I want to say to people is, like, check, if you go into my MySpace, I have a top list of 36 producers, I think, right now. Go
MySpace, in. MySpace, one more time. Give it
Okay,
ahead and
MySpace.com, KISSEYASPLUND, KISSEYASPLUND. On there, you will find a link to 36 good people. Go in and check these MySpaces. I don't have them there only because they're friendly or anything. I have them there because they're dope and they're doing some really serious business that you need to hear. Go in and also check the playlist I put up. There's so much people, so I can't even mention them right now. Right. But go in there. It's like Eric Lau, Messina. Messina is going so strong. Like, help her out. My God. Come on. You know?
I'm glad you mentioned that because, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like, and Taylor that we were talking about before and Ty. So, yes. You know, help these people out. They're dope. So, yeah.
Cool. Right on.
Well, I think we're going to see a nice little resurgence of independent artists, especially solo artists in the music industry the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And I hope to see your name up there. I know I will, actually.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
We're heading over to the KCRW studios right now, and we're going to lay it down.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
For LA.
It's a no-brainer. Kissy is headed for great stuff. So, you know, I mean,
great
honestly, I always look at it this way. Like, you know, if Lauryn Hill can blow up and win a million Grammys, you know what I mean?
Right.
What people are doing on the underground is just as good, and it's possible.
There's no more underground. There's independent, real artists out there who are now finally getting their respect.
Right.
It's no longer mainstream. Everybody's doing the same thing right now.
Right.
Everyone's hustling just as hard.
Right.
And there's no reason why you shouldn't make it either. And you're doing really well.
And support those artists when they're out at a club or they're, you know, go see them and, you know.
Buy their music.
Exactly.
Hateful Price.
Totally, because it helps keep the engine running, you know. So.
It helps us all.
Cool. So, all right. So that's about it. Thanks, girls. Adrian, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Sid Hernandez.
And doing a great job. I knew you'd be.
Thank you, Chris.
I knew Adrian would be a natural.
Just give me a glass of wine and a couch and some music. That's all you need.
Yeah. Cool.
I love this track, by the way, in the back. This is one of my favorite tracks. I can't even know. I don't know who it is, but
is this like a Portishead sample?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Is it? It is. Off of Dummy.
Yeah.
Shoot. I'm sleeping. Sorry, Sid.
Okay, people. Thank you.
Boom. Okay.
Adios.
So we're out. This is episode 20. I guess it's a little...
James Brown.
Oh, yeah. James Brown's birthday.
I love you.
Wish
you were my grandpa.
Look for another episode soon. We're gonna get a little more regular. We were kind of off it for a while, but we'll put some more out, some dope stuff as usual. And let me see. I know there's something I'm supposed to plug and I'm forgetting, but damn, I can't remember. Oh well, too bad. Anyway, so yep, thanks everybody for listening. Give us a shout.
So people, Los Angeles, worldwide.
Yep, be looking out for stuff. Oh, this is what I remember. Man, I'm retarded. Chita Lima will be on the East Coast at the end of June and early... No, wait. End of May, early June. For sure at Joe's Pub on May 30th. No, 29th? No, 30th. I'm right. May 30th.
She's going to be Pub. In the East.
So go to that show because she ain't going to be too, you know.
It's a show you'll never forget.
Right.
That, straight up.
And there's some more dates, but they're not really confirmed. So, but just be looking for her. Go to her page. It's www.chitalima.com or MySpace/Chitalima, and just check out those dates because she'll be bouncing around the entire planet. So when she's in the States, you got to go check her out. So that's it. That's just my little plug. All right, that's it. Thanks for everybody. Thanks, Chris. And we're out. Peace.
Late.
Roots will hold true. Embedded deep in Mother Nature's womb is where we'll bloom.
Yeah, yeah.